بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا أمة بعد أمته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. وقال تعالى: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه، وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, respected brothers, friends in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every man's dream in life is to have a life that will secure every happiness, perpetuate happiness in this world, and a life that can be problem free. Every man's ambition and dream is to have such a life. But from the little experience we all have with life, we know this is not life. Life is synonymous to challenges. It is synonymous to problems, difficulties. And these challenges that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon us from time to time is to prove our true worth on the day of Qiyamah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be addressing the believers and giving them high stages in Jannah, then that is due to the, it will be proportionate to the patience, the endurance, the efforts and struggles we make in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that really gives us guidance. The du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are hidayat. They are our salvation. It is our protection. But a lot of hidayat and guidance is found in the prophetic du'as and prayers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here we talk about a person having this dream of life that can secure every happiness and have a life that is problem free. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us such a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ar-rida bil-qada wa barda al-aish ba'da al-maut wa ladhata an-nadhr ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawqa ila liqa'ik في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. O my Allah, I ask of you, let us try and get, whether it's Munajat-i Maqbool, Hizbul Azam, any of these copies that have translations of the du'as, and we read and understand what we are imploring and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our du'as. In this du'a, Nabi Sam teaches us, Allahumma inni as'aluka ar-rida bil-qada. O my Allah, I beg and ask of you happiness with your decree. We cannot control what happens around us, but we can control what happens because of us. What happens around us, we limited in what's happening around. But what happens because and due to us, we can control that. We have choice. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ar-rida bil-qada. Why ask for happiness with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That irrespective of the decision of Allah, in your limited understanding, it may be unfavorable, but in the bigger scheme of Allah, there is goodness in every decision of Allah. That this is a very high level. Rada bil qada, to be happy with every decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a maqam, is a station. We all have to ask Allah that grant me this happiness with your decree. So happiness is something, even if you look into the United Nations, they have even formed a council to study happiness. They've come out with a 6th factor that will bring happiness. It's got to do with production of your products. It's got to do with social activity, generosity, freedom, corruption. Any person who is enjoying freedom of religion, they say that is, or freedom of space, then that is happiness. If a person has financial muscle, he's got money, he's got assets on his name, that is a factor for happiness for them. So they will declare a day in day calendar as a national, or rather a global day of happiness. But we still see around the world, books have been written, the day will be celebrated, but how many a people are enjoying true happiness? For happiness is not a commodity you buy off the shelf. Happiness is not attained because of a lifestyle. Happiness is not an idea that we architect and we think about. Happiness is a choice that we all can make. Happiness is not external. Happiness is internal, from within ourselves. So how do we get this happiness? True happiness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah, Ya Allah, you grant me rada, happiness with your decree. Any person who resigns, if a person resigns, he submits to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, this is your system, I resign. Whatever is to be, there's goodness for me in it. Then he will sleep even in the days of challenges. There will be a janazah in his house, but he will have a good night's sleep because the person I know, it's Allah's decree, he's gone to a better place. So happiness is a choice. If some close family relative passes around me, I have a choice. Either I can be gloomy, I can be down and out, I can be very sad and affected and really broken apart and say, Allah, you took a piece of my heart, be sad and grieved. It's natural, but disproportionate sadness is incorrect. We would be sad, you attached yourself, you had a relationship with the person, now there is a vacuum, there's a space, it's naturally you'll feel that space and that vacuum. But if we resign to the decree of Allah, that resigning to Allah, Ya Allah, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This person did not belong to me. He belongs to you. You took him away. He's in a better space. When you resign, you'll sleep even in challenges. And if a person does not resign, he does not submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll see him taking sleeping tablets even in holiday. He's not at work. He's off paid leave. But he still needs pills and tablets to sleep. You've got everything around you. Why? Because happiness for many is a delusion. Why? We're looking and chasing for it in the wrong places. If we feel happiness is in a dream car, ask any person who's had the dream car in mind. The moment you've got that car, no problem. It's the talk of town. Everyone's talking about that car. Within a few months, it's standard. It's normal. It's part of life. You're not the only one driving it. Everyone else also has got it. So is it the dream car? Is it the palatial home that if I can have a certain class of a house in a certain neighborhood with a 2 million rand chandelier and people will you know, just enter the house and see. Is that happiness? Perhaps you'll build your dream home only to reside on the first night in your qabr. Because that's the end abode. Happiness is not in things. Happiness is the choice we make. So this important quality, rada bil qada, irrespective of the situation around you, the happenings around you, a person will be very happy with the decision of Allah. Ka'b Ka'b bin Malik, Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, a sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's gone out with a group of sahaba radiyallahu anhum, taken into captivity. Now, he knows, he can see death written on the wall. They want to execute him, they want to kill him, they're going to hang him and they're going to kill him. He knows about it. He's got a few hours left. But Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, knowing that he's going to meet his end, even in that situation, at that situation, he was enjoying such calmness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with fruit, not from Makkah Mukarramah, out of season he's eating. Even the person who had taken him into captivity was shocked. Where did you get this fruit from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with tranquility, with happiness, with ease, even in his difficulty. And he had even mentioned to his captors that had it not been for the fear that you would think I'm reading a long salah due to fear of death, I would have read a very long salah. But I'm worried you're going to take the wrong message from my salah. I'll keep it very brief. أول من سن الصلاة من سن ركعتين. The first person to perform two rakats of salah before he passes away. And look at the couplets that flow from his mouth. وَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَىٰ أَيِّ شِقٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَسْرَعِي وَذَاكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ وَإِنْ يَشَعْ يُبَارِكْ فِي أَوْصَالِ شِلْوٍ مُمَزَّعِي. He says, وَذَلِكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ. Doesn't bother me, doesn't care, I don't care in the least. As long as my shahada and killing is in the state of Iman and Islam, for the sake of Allah, I'm ready to pass away. He's in happy moments. He's smiling. He's about to pass away, but he's smiling. Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ammar radiallahu anhu, two sahaba radiallahu anhum, very similar incidents. Bilal radiallahu anhu is about to pass away. So his wife is around him and she's crying. And she's saying, Wa huzna. Oh grief, oh sadness, so much difficulty when you as a husband going to be parting and leaving this earthly life. He's crying. And he's in the throes of that final moments of his life. He turns to his wife with a smile on his way, on his face, and he addresses his wife. He says, Wa turba. He says, not sad days, happy days. She's shocked. How can it be happy? You're going to pass away. He says such amazing couplets. غَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدًا وَحِزْبًا. How long I've been waiting for this day. Tomorrow I'm going to pass away. I'm going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. That's the day I've been waiting for. I've been longing and waiting for this day. So when we are happy with anything, any decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in challenging moments, there will be smiles on our faces. Even in those days, we will thank Allah. So we can either choose to complain, to say, Oh my Allah, there were so many people to take. Why you took my mother? Why you took my father? And the other choice is to be happy with the opportunity that Allah gave us 30 years with our parents. 30, 40, 50 years, and then they passed away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an opportunity to make khidmah of our parents. So there is the positive to it. So happiness, radha bil qada, that we happy with the decree and the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully, many people say, why are we lost in the chase of happiness? It's because the happy people don't look for it. The happy people are not looking for happiness in others and in things. Whatever they are enjoying currently, they are happy with it. They don't look into the future. It's not a distant, long-lived desire that they can have and an ambition to acquire something. Whatever they are enjoying now at present, they are happy with it. They thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I thank you for it. Shaqiq Balkhi rahimullah was a great scholar. He was his student was Imam Zufar rahimahullah. He was in a very pious time and age. So Shaqiq Balkhi rahimullah, one of the incidents that changed the direction and way he became a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was walking around in Balkh. It was the time of difficulties, drought, famine. And everyone was trying to get their hands onto some grain, some wheat, anything for survival. And whatever they could get, they would secure, keep it. And everyone's worried, trying to use their cash, buy whatever they can, and keep food in storage for the uncertain, for the future that they don't know how long this drought is going to last. Shaqiq Balkhi rahimullah walks around and he sees one person. He says, "Who are you?" Gives his name. He says, "But why do you smile? I mean, everyone's worried, scared, gripped with fear, and you smile. Why do you wear the smile on your face?" So he says, "Me? I am the slave of a master who owns the vegetation between two mountains." He says, "So what's the smile?" He says, "I just need to do the work of my master. Then the moment I go home, he'll put food on the table for me as long as I do the work." Shaqiq Balkhi rahimullah, it struck a chord in him. Immediately he says, "Oh Shaqiq, the man relies on his master who owns a valley. Have you not relied on your Allah who owns the world? What are you scared of? How many of us are so worried of an uncertainty?" Unfortunately, sometimes ulama are dealing with cases. Person, he comes, he says, "Mawlana, please, special dua. Business gone down. Inshallah, Allah, make it khair, make easy. But you just came back from Umrah." He said, "No, did come back from Umrah. But it's not like before." "So what happened?" He says, "Mawlana, loss of approximately 10 million rand. He says, "Loss? Allahu Akbar, that's really something. We have to make dua for you. But anyway, we can help you. Mawlana, the projected profit was 15 million. We only made 5. So there's 10 million loss. So that's the negative way of looking at it. So he's going to be sulken. He's going to be down. Rather choose to be happy, alhamdulillah. These people who are suffering, slogging, just to put food on the table. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality of radha bil qada, happy with the decision of Allah. A pious person, Abu Qilaba rahimullah, was a great tabi'i. Abdullah ibn Muhammad narrates the incident and he says, "I was on a border post to look after a certain area in the borders of Egypt, Arish. When I come to this area in the desert, guarding the front posts of the Muslim lands, and I come across a tent and I can hear someone making dua. And his dua was, Allahumma awzi'ni an ahmadaka. Oh my Allah, grant me the ability and the tawfiq. Inspire me with such words of praise. La ukafi bihi shukra ni'matik allati an'amta biha alayya wa faddaltani ala kathirin mimman faddala kathira. Oh my Allah, inspire me to say such words of praise that will atone, that will be a form of gratitude for the innumerable favors you gave me. You made me and showered me with favors better than so many in the world." So this person said he has to be rich, wealthy, and a very well-to-do person. He enters the tent by making salam, and lo and behold, the person he sees in front of him is a man with no hands and no legs, no feet, no hands. And he's making this dua, and he asks him, "Brother, what? Why do you make this dua? You don't have hands and legs." He says, "I still have the tongue to praise my Allah. Should I not thank him for that tongue? Should I not thank him for that? Should I not thank him for all of the years I enjoyed? Now I don't have hands, now I don't have legs. But how many years I enjoyed the hands and I enjoyed the legs." So he says, "Okay, there's a lot to learn from you." He says, "But before you do anything, can you please go and, how do you survive?" He says, "Just look, my son takes care of me. He left for 3 days, he hasn't come back. See if you find him, bring him." So Abu Qilaba rahimullah walks out of the tent, looking in the close proximity. Is there anyone that is maybe wandering around? Maybe his son fell down, he's injured. And he sees that there is a body in the distance. and that body has been eaten by predatory and wild animals, and that can be the only son. There's no soul to be in this desert. He comes back, and now he's calculating his words. How do I tell this person what has happened? So he comes and he says, Ayub bete o Nabi Ayub alayhi salam. He says, Nabi Ayub alayhi salam. So he says, do you know the difficulties he went through? He says, yes. Allah took his wealth, Allah took his family, Allah took everything away. But yet that 18 years, according to some narrations, he endured the test of Allah. Allah blessed him with everything. So 18 years he was patient. So the person says, listen, don't waste my time. Get to the point. Don't beat around the bush. What happened? Where's my son? He says, sad news to break to you, but your son has been eaten by wild animals. Immediately, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the days he had with his son. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and he passes away. The same day, Abdullah ibn Muhammad, the person who was on the frontiers and guarding the posts, he has a dream that night. It was a lengthy incident of what transpired after that. Some people came and eventually they saw to the burial needs of the person. And in his dream, he sees Abu Qilaba rahimahullah. And he asks him that, how did you fare with Allah? He says, fare? This is what I'm enjoying in Jannah. All the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the angel recites, and Abdullah ibn Muhammad hears this verse. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. Peace and eternal peace for you now, due to the patience you enjoyed. And now this is that excellent abode of yours. So even in times of difficulty, happy. Ya Allah, whatever you gave me, I thank you for it. So happiness is an internal condition. We can choose to be happy. Radha bil qada, we choose to be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that quality, inshaAllah. The second part of the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka radha bil qada. Number two, wa barda al-aish ba'd al-maut. Especially what's happening around us in the global village, in this world, where there's killing, where you see murder, rape, and so many things. And people really beg the question like, na'udhu billah, Allah forgive. When we do not make an effort on iman, when we are stagnating in the effort of iman, then such waswasa, whisperings, doubts will come in our iman that will corrode the foundation of our iman. That Muslims are asking questions. This week, a youngster is asking, he says, Mufti Sahib, I just want to talk to you for a few moments. I really believe in Allah. But it's troubling me and I cannot answer myself. I'm serious, I'm battling myself. I'm really at war with myself. I need to give myself answers. Where's Allah in the war? So many Muslims pass away in Gaza and Palestine and Palestine. We all making dua. And there's so much we do in Sadaqah. Mawlana, in my own way, I'm doing a lot. But I'm battling myself. Where's Allah? So when you go into history and you look at the sufferings, the challenges that the Anbiya alayhim salatu and Sahaba went through, what are we going through? Really, there is so much for us to thank Allah rather than to complain to Allah. We've got so much. There's a whole list of things that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So radha bil qada. Number two, wa barda al-aish ba'da al-maut. Ya Allah, grant me goodness of the life to come, of the hereafter. وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ, a good life, بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. In this world, you cannot secure the best of life. This is dunya. Jannat is jannah because the dunya is elusive, because it's delusive, because it's a deception. It's the goods of a few days you're going to enjoy. It's not eternal. Jannah is Jannah because this world is challenges. It's temporary by nature. Jannah is eternal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sunan al-Tirmizi, labinatum min dhahab, labinatum min fidda. That what is Jannah? One brick of gold, the second brick of silver, the cement in between is made from musk. Wa hasba'uha al-lu'lu'u wal-yaqut. The the stones, the pebbles, the paving of Jannah will be made from sapphire, from rubies, from pearls. وَتُرْبَتُهَا الزَّعْفْرَانِ The sand of Jannah is going to be saffron. Any person who enters Jannah, never ever will he see grief and sadness after that day. His life is eternal. His happiness is forever. That should be the goal of every one of us. That we are living for akhirat. This earth and this dunya is the tilt. We have to make an effort for the life to come. وَبَرْدَ الْعَيْشِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَلَذَّةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ الْكَرِيمِ وَالشَّوْقَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ فِي غَيْرِ ضَرَّاءَ مُضِرَّةَ وَلَا فِتْنَةٍ مُضِلَّةَ We all are driven by ambitions, by goals. What should be our goal? Ya Allah, my goal is, I want Jannah, and I want to be blessed with your countenance on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ When the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ Is there anything أَزِيدُكُمْ I can give you more? Ya Allah, alam tubayyid wujuhana wa tudkhilna al-jannah wa tunajjina min an-nar. Ya Allah, you give brilliance, nur to our face. We in Jannah, we protected from Jahannam and from hellfire. What else is there to ask of? Ya Allah, we enjoying every favor of yours. We splashing around in your favors and your bounties. What else is there anything? Insan will even forget what to ask for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire man. He'll say, never mind, ask for this, ask for that. And one favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I want to bless the people of Jannah with my countenance. Allah bless all of us with that countenance and the didar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannah. To listen to Surah Ar-Rahman from Ar-Rahman. And when the Jannati on the day of Jumu'ah, on this day, when he goes and he is blessed with the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes back, the wife will ask him, listen, you're looking even more beautiful today. Where have you come from? It was Jumu'ah. I went and I came. But you're looking more beautiful and handsome. Imagine every Jumu'ah looking more handsome and more handsome. Only because of the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jannati will be full and more of nur and radiance. Only because of the countenance of Allah. Allah bless all of us. But the important thing is we give importance to the day of Jumu'ah. How many of us, when the adhan is called out, are we here in the masjid already? When the caller of the muadhin is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, not your business. Don't you know your success is in the sunnah? Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Are we still seeing one more plate of dal khao? Dal and rice, and then we'll go so immediately we can go to shop? Or are we giving the importance to the day of Jumu'ah? One of the towns, Northern Natal, it was the day of Jumu'ah. We went for the Jumu'ah salah. The Jumu'ah salah was shortened. There was a janazah to perform after the Jumu'ah salah. So we asked the brothers, why? So he says, we picked up his wasiyah, it was written, my janaza should be performed after Jumu'ah Salah. When he wrote it, this wasiyah of his was written 20 years ago, 20 to 25 years ago. But how he knew he's going to get Jumu'ah? The local brothers are saying, this man, every Jumu'ah, full of smiles, giving everyone itar. He said, Jumu'ah today, smile. He says, it's Jumu'ah, it's the best of days. Smile, brothers. Share some itar, come home. And he's the happiest. He says, it's the best of days. Why shouldn't I be happy? Give respect to the day of Jumu'ah. This is the day he told his employer, if you want me to work, I can come on a Sunday, but don't ask me to come on a Friday. Not on a Friday, but give me a Jumu'ah, please. So he says, listen, I'm going to cut your salary. There is no work on Sunday, but you don't come on Friday, no problem. So he took the cut. He says, I don't mind taking the cut for the sake of Allah. My Allah will give me Jumu'ah. And he paid the price. And Allah gave him the Jumu'ah. Allah give all of us tawfiq. When we hear the adhan, immediately we hear. It was in 2020. Send for correction. Could have been 2020. Yeah, 2020. That we were blessed with the opportunity of accompanying our ustad and going to Uzbekistan, which we did speak about, but a reminder for us. The day of Jumu'ah, we were in the Jami Masjid of Samar Bukhara or Samarkand, one of those places.
Jumu'ah Salah, Jami Masjid capacity 10,000. 15 to 20 minutes before the Adhan, we are in the courtyard. One of the brothers taps us. He says, Mehman, brothers, visitors, please go quickly. He says, capacity is 10,000, enough space. He says, if you go any more after Adhan, you're standing outside. Capacity 10,000? Adhan time, you'll be outside? Yes. 5 minutes before we made it inside, we were towards the back sufuf, last 4 or 5 sufuf. End of the salah. Salah is over, not a soul wakes up. Everyone is sitting and reading his sunnah salah. We ask the mutarjim, well, what's happening in this country? Everyone is coming so early for Jumu'ah, staying till so late. He says, listen, communists ruled. We never had Jumu'ah salah for years. We know what's Jumu'ah. You all got Jumu'ah, you all don't know the value. Sometimes you close the door, everyone wants to protest. Open the doors of the masjid. When you come for Fajr Salah, our masjid. It's open, who's coming? When it's closed, you want to protest? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us radha bil qada. Grant us a good life in the hereafter. Make it easy for the ummah. Grant us understanding. Grant us the tawfiq and the ability to prepare for this crazy season that is coming. Protect us and our progenies. The entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, salasam from all fitan. Wa akhir da'wanan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.